The Macho Man Randy Savage. And when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? You need to watch a little WWE. So when I start with, what do we got over here? You'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
The amount of times that you and Sean have said it.
And you still haven't watched it?
Well, I still haven't watched it, but I know what you're referring to.
All right, I've tossed and turned.
And I still won't watch it.
Trying to figure out where I want to go with this. Whether I want to be happy or sad.
Happy. Let's go for a change.
I can't. I can't.
So why ask?
Because I tried. I went to the press conference. I did learn something very valuable yesterday, to leave a full set of clothing in my car.
Okay.
Because I went and did my physical therapy for the numbness in my finger for going on 2.5 months now.
Okay.
And then I purposely did my physical therapy from 9:30 to 10:30 because the Bucks OTA was at 11:30.
Okay.
So I'm on my way to the Bucks in shorts, in a t-shirt, and I normally don't even go out there in a t-shirt, but because it's just this much hotter than hot as balls,
right?
I figured I'm going to go as light as possible.
Smart.
When I see a press release that the Tampa Bay Lightning and Commissioner Gordon, better known as Gary Bettman, are in town, and so I go out to that. I want to be so excited that the NHL All-Star Game is coming to Tampa, which it is. The thing that I find surprising, number one, is this is June. The All-Star Game's in January. Don't they give any notice? They just announced that Tampa Bay will have the Super Bowl in 2021. That's notice. But no, we just found out, or they just found out last week, so they have 6 months to get ready.
Now, how much time do you think it takes to really put together something like this?
I'm going to assume, and you know what that means, when I worked for a charity, a national charity, they had these books of what to do a year and a half out, sure, a year out,
okay,
9 months, 8 months. I'm sure, and the mayor, what's his name? Buchholz. Said that they've done this before. They just did it for the championship game. They've had Super Bowls. You know, they've had the Final Four, the Frozen Four, the this four, the that four. So I don't think they need to change anything.
Right.
Okay, at all.
The last time the All-Star Game was here was 99.
Right, in 99. But I don't think you're going to really do a whole lot different than the Frozen Four.
Yeah, it's pretty standard stuff.
The championships, all the stuff that's been there at what is now known as Amalie Arena. You do know what weekend they're doing the NHL All-Star Game, correct?
Not a clue.
What is the biggest cluster F in Tampa Bay?
Gasparilla.
Gasparilla.
That was poor planning.
So, no, they're excited about it, or so they claim.
Huh. But Gasparilla is, it's not even in Tampa. It's right there.
Yeah. Well, now, the All-Star Game itself is Sunday. Gasparilla is Saturday.
Gasparilla is the whole week.
I understand.
Yeah.
Now, there is a local media person who I guess is me. Donnie Downer, Bobby Badluck, you know, whatever.
Okay.
So if there's a negative side, this guy brought it up right away, which is true. All of the knuckleheads that dress up as pirates get hotels down in the Tampa Bay, you know, in the Tampa Channel side area, so they don't drink and drive and all that. What do you think they're going to be able to do? Get those hotels?
Yeah, those are all booked up
right
in advance.
Now, what I found humorous was one of the city councilmen said, well, we've already gotten our email from the hotel we've stayed at, stating still two-night minimum, but at the same time. Yeah, you're the city councilman. And then this guy said, well, what about them jacking up the prices? When the mayor said, well, we'll put a stop to that. Well, you don't put a stop to it.
Yeah, with you, I don't think they can.
National championship? You don't think they jacked up prices?
Of course they do.
Super Bowl? You don't think they? And the thing that he brought up,
all of the above,
which is definitely true, that you're pushing out your local to have a national event.
Yeah.
Because you have to promise all sorts of stuff to get these games. And I meant to talk about it last week or the week before. Everything that you have to give the NFL to get the Super Bowl, you have to give X amount of hotel rooms. You have to give X amount of golf courses. You have to give, you have to give, you have to give. Now, I would assume you giving means the city's giving. The hotels aren't going to donate anything. The golf courses aren't going to, you know, so they're still making their money, but it's going to be a phenomenal weekend. There's absolutely no doubt, but it's going to be a bigger cluster than it normally is.
That's going to be rough. You know who's not going to Tampa that weekend? I was going to say me. Yeah.
You know who doesn't even want credentials?
That's the problem because it will also now force locals to stay away too. To some degree.
I don't know if the NHL All-Star Weekend is going to bring more.
Right.
It is. But, you know, bring more than we would think. Normally, yeah, it's going to be a ton, but it's already unattainable to go down into the Channel Side area to begin with.
It is so messy.
It's.
That's putting it nicely.
I think if I were to get to credentials, I'd sleep in the MLA Arena. I just wouldn't leave.
Yeah, I just wouldn't leave. You wouldn't have a choice. You'd have to stay there.
The press conference yesterday, interesting. Everybody was all, you know, happy. I did kind of find it humorous. If you remember, was it Higgins who was at the soccer ordeal?
Mm-hmm.
He said that they have changed the name, though. Next year, it will be called the NHL All-Star Game.
Whatever.
You don't get it?
No.
You know how Pirates are? So it's our star. It was kind of humorous. It really was kind of humorous. But
wow, I am all for dad jokes. Believe me, I love them just as much as anybody else.
It's the NHL All-Star.
God.
It'll add to the Gasparilla Parade.
It will. Might as well bring them together.
Oh, no. Well, you can bet that there'll be some players in the parade. You know, which will be cool. NHL players. Now,
yeah, the ones who aren't playing in the All-Star Game.
Well, even the ones playing in the All-Star Game. Don't be in it. All-Star Game is a joke. So it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
So they do the parades now at the MLB thing. Now it's just their parade, where each guy's in a car and they're waving and all that crap. Mm. So it'll all be the same thing.
I want to see the NHL players shirts off with beads, wearing the pirate hats with the
Doubtful.
Beverages walking down Bayshore.
I believe the mayor... Here's another one of those stupid jokes. The mayor said this will be the first time during an NHL All-Star game that the players will not be the only ones missing teeth.
Okay.
It'll be interesting. Good for Tampa. Good for, and really that's all it is. You know, everybody says Tampa Bay. It'll all be over in Tampa. They're going to stay in Tampa.
Yeah, nobody's coming over here.
Nobody's coming over here. And good. Please, stay away.
And I was going to say that's good for Tampa Bay because everybody is over in Tampa. Nobody's going to be over on this side of the bridge. Clears it up a little bit. We don't have to worry about traffic. We don't have to worry about extra people. Easier to get at reservations.
We have a new segment starting today.
I
like how you did that.
We're
talking some pirates. We're going to have the head coach of the Tampa Bay Storm on. We're going to do that for the rest of the season.
I thought you were saying Eye of the Storm.
We could do that, too.
Yeah.
It's the Eye of the Storm.
Yeah.
It's a little REO Speedwagon song, isn't it? Riding the Storm Out. I know that they play that a lot. So Ron James will be on after the bottom of the hour, I do believe, to talk about. Today, we're just going to talk about him coming to Tampa Bay. I believe he was in Vegas. So he's used to incredible heat. How about my car melted?
What?
The console of my brand new car, well, it's a year old now, melted.
Oh,
so I took it to the dealership, and I said, I don't know how to describe this other than my console melted. They're like, what are you talking about? She gets in the car. She goes, I've never seen anything like this before. Looks like the console melted. So then she calls the boss to see if it's under warranty, and she goes, I can't explain it. Come look at this car. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what am I looking at? He goes, wow. I guess it'll be covered because it looks like your console melted.
Yeah, there's nothing that – it's not like you did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know I pass gas, but not enough to melt faces.
We have gone there. We went there, took 11 minutes into the show, and we have arrived.
So that's what I did yesterday. I hung out. I went to Tampa. I did the Bucks. Next OTA will be next Thursday. I believe I'll be out there. Have fun with the NHL All-Star. Whoever's going to go, I'm going to watch it on TV if I even do that. Just because of the traffic.
Yeah, watch it on TV, maybe.
I doubt I'd do that. I doubt it. Because I would like to watch it if it was competitive. If it was...
Okay, so now that the MLB All-Star Game does not dictate home field advantage anymore, you're less interested?
I'm not sure that's possible.
Were you more interested when it did?
No.
So that's competitive.
It's not really competitive, and the home field advantage doesn't really mean anything because 90%, 95% of the All-Stars won't be in the World Series. So you think they care?
So then how do you make the All-Star game more competitive? Because it would be, it's the exact same thing for every single All-Star weekend.
Right. It is very, very difficult. And I guess just shy of, I guess, putting a dollar amount on it. And again, with Major League Baseball, how much money can you give a guy that's making $190 million?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's difficult. I think that the Pro Bowl was a little, not much, more competitive because it was Hawaii. And players wanted to go to Hawaii. Nobody wants to go to Orlando. Nobody wants to go to Miami. They can afford all that. But if they can fly their family out to Hawaii as part of the gig, not that that makes it more competitive, but it gets the bigger stars to play.
Sure. But that's the thing, though, because Hawaii, you don't have a professional team there, but you have a facility to support that. So that's why you can do it in a location like that. Whereas hockey, baseball, you can't just say, oh, well, there's a random baseball field or a park. Let's have it there
in
a unique place.
Right. Well, and again, it's not even the unique place per se. It's
you just, have to have a...
You had the better players willing to come because it was Hawaii. If you remember, and Sean says this all the time, how they entice Shaq to play in the Olympics. Barkley. I'm sorry. It was Charles Barkley, not Shaq. They said that they're going to play poker, but 2 hours a day they'd have to go play basketball.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So he was all over it.
Right.
We're going to go play poker and throw in a little basketball. Maybe it's today's athlete. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe it's today's athlete makes too much money. Tell me any player today reminds you, not that you've seen, you certainly didn't see Pete Rose play.
Right.
You might have seen a video or two, and I know you've seen him running over
live.
Ray Fosse. But tell me a player today that plays like Pete Rose.
I mean,
Bud Harrelson,
all the way around.
Yeah,
I mean, it's hard to. I mean, Kevin Kiermaier, he makes dive and catches.
Fine, let me rephrase it. Tell me a good ball player that plays like Pete Rose today.
Well, once again,
if that's your category of a good ball player,
he has done well recently. Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter. I'll give you Derek Jeter.
Diving into the stands.
Absolutely, I will give you Derek Jeter. You know, one of the statements that I can't stand is, I would fight for free because no, you won't. I would play for free because no, you wouldn't. Mm-hmm. I would whatever for free, no, you wouldn't. Derek Jeter might have played for free.
Yeah.
You know, Pete Rose might have played for free. They're the guys that I do like watching. They're the guys that I do enjoy. You know, the football guys I'm sure we could come up with. But good call on Derek Jeter. I believe Derek Jeter could be the closest to Pete Rose, but now that he's no longer playing, who takes that role?
Yes, exactly.
You know, you want to say Bryce Harper? I mean, I know some things about Bryce Harper growing up outside of Vegas and, you know, having some connections in Vegas and stuff, and I want to say him, but again, because of the money that he's making and he's going to make, I don't know. I just don't know. 2-1 says that it's not Bryce Harper, because I said Pete Rose.
Mike Trout? I honestly still think it's too early in both of their careers to bring them up in this conversation.
Well, no. I mean, it can be. Anybody could have played for a year and still play and hustle like those guys. You know, it's when you're talking legacy and you're talking Hall of Fame and all that stuff, obviously, you know, years and years and years. But, you know, when you're talking about who goes out there and gives it its all, gives them their all, plays 100%. didn't leave anything. What was it from Waterboy? He gave 100%. He gave it all the game. Did you ever see Waterboy?
Of course.
Okay. So what is Dan Fouts always yelling? He gave it, yeah, it was something like 100% or whatever, but I don't know. All right, I'm done with
it. It's been a while since I've seen that.
Let's go to break a couple minutes early because we didn't start with the biggest thing that we needed to talk about, which was last night's NBA game that was over by halftime. So let's talk about that. Oh, it was over by halftime. We'll talk about last night's NBA game and the Golden State Warriors staying undefeated in this year's playoffs when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Knockout Radio and 8 Man Strong and Dee Stapson.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
CubeSmart Self-Storage recognizes that people have special storage needs, and that's why our facilities offer a wide variety of storage solutions, including household, business, and vehicle storage. With hundreds of storage facilities nationwide and locations in the Pinellas County area, you will always have a location convenient for you. Check them out at CubeSmart.com. That's CubeSmart.com. CubeSmart, the home of all Talking Sports, giveaways, and equipment.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for hair at Got Split Ends Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split Ends Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Kurt Gowdy, and you're Talking Sports with Randy Hare.
All right, so we've been anticipating the rematch, the triple rematch. Tried to think of a word, but you know, it's not Deuce, it's not, you know, Junior. Well documented, we've all known that it was going to come to this. And the first 15 minutes, 18 minutes, 10 minutes was awful. Just bad basketball. Couple of the Golden State Warriors giving up layups, afraid to shoot.
Which is, of course, when you're talking about the Golden State Warriors, I mean, one of the best offensive, if not the best offensive team in the league.
Now, again, it wasn't Clay. You know, it wasn't who's the superstar? Curry.
That one.
Yeah, him. It wasn't Durant.
That guy.
How about the best picture after the game? And again, I'm sure you didn't see it. Mm-mm. After Curry made a three, he did, for the lack of you, me not being able to describe it too well, I'm going to say that he did the Vince McMahon / Conor McGregor. How they walk off.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, that's not what they did, but that's the, you know, throwing his legs off.
Had some swag going.
Had some serious swag.
Yeah.
So somebody posted a picture of themselves.
Okay.
Doing the same thing, the same kind of walk.
Okay.
Which was the Oakland Raider punter. And they were identical.
Really?
Identical. And he said, the only difference is you need to point your toe better. Or it would have been identical.
If I have any critique for you.
So it definitely was pretty funny. But the very beginning, sloppy. Curry, Steph. That would be Steph Curry.
Curry, Steph. Curry, Steph.
Yeah. Said after, you know, the 9 days off, that this, that, you know, whatever.
Was saying that that was a good thing, or that's why they played so bad.
Yeah, that's why the slow start. That's why.
Gotcha.
And again, maybe that's why Cleveland had 72 turnovers. You know, I don't know. Even they didn't have 9 days, but still. But I want to say it doesn't matter if you're not rooting. I'm really not rooting. I mean, I'm a LeBron guy. I like him because most people don't. I wanted Golden State to win. You know, it's hard for me to change teams.
Sure.
And because of Maurice Spates, I sort of still am a little Golden State, even though I know he's not there. Matter of fact, he's not even with the Clippers anymore. But towards the end, what are you looking at me for? Is that news?
Yeah.
Oh.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. He opted out from what I was told.
He opted out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Hope that's not top secret information. But
well, it's not anymore.
It's out there now.
Okay.
Beginning was slow, but then I watched till half, and then I flipped it back a little bit into the third. Just some of the passes were stupid.
Yeah.
Just stupid. And Durant is playing like his life depends on
it. Well,
or let me rephrase. Durant played last night like his life depends on
it. In your opinion, does he have to? Because of how everything was so nasty leaving Oklahoma City, he has to prove that this is why he left.
Well,
so that he could be in this position right now, win it his first time out after leaving OKC.
It is why he left.
A little bit of a chip on his shoulder.
I mean, I don't think he needs to have it. I think he does.
Mm-hmm.
And I think anybody, including Stephen A. Smith, including all those people that said that he's chasing the ring. What about everybody else that chased the ring? What about...
Well, apparently Chris Paul, speaking of the Clippers, he might be willing to talk Spurs.
Well, if the NBA allows him to go there.
I think...
Well, Chris Paul's the one that got shafted by the NBA. Chris Paul was leaving to go to the Lakers, and they blocked it. They wouldn't let it happen.
Right.
They didn't want a super team. They didn't want... So how do you know then, and then now you do? And back in the day, before your time... The Oakland A's, whatever Charlie's name was out there with the Oakland A's, as he was starting to sell off his guys, they wouldn't let him because it's bad for baseball. Then they became free agents and left.
Right. Yeah.
So Finley kind of, you know, got the royal shaft there. But no, I don't think Durant needs to really do anything. It's obvious why he left. It's no different than any Karl Malone. What about Karl Malone going to the Lakers? Now, does nobody blast Karl Malone because he didn't win it? He certainly tried. That's why he left.
Well, and that's the thing. Let's say somehow, some way, Golden State completely botches this and they lose.
Implode again?
Yeah, and they completely choke. They do not win this final. And let's say Kevin Durant gets hurt, career-ending injury, and then he can't continue to play. He left OKC. Went to another team to win, but never did. 3-4 years down the road, in my mind, I would have to say people would still give him grief for leaving to chase the ring.
People are going to give him grief if he wins the ring and say, you chase the ring.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to happen anyway.
And you have to say is, haters make me greater.
It drives me crazy because you don't hear that. When the Boston Celtics did it, Larry, where are you?
Yeah.
You know, Grant comes from Minnesota. They bring a couple other guys. They went. That's why they went there, right?
It's the entire reason. Yeah, you don't. People are expecting these athletes in the business of entertaining people they have something invested not only financially, but they want to win. I mean, again, that's one of the things that is great about competitive sports from a kid on up. You play to win the game.
Thanks, Sean.
So, of course, you're going to try to put yourself in the best position to try to win the championship.
No.
At some point in time.
I'm going to go to the worst team because I'm one of the top four or five players in the league and lose there just like I've done in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous to give him a hard time for leaving and going to Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or going to Cleveland. Or going to, you know, if Paul goes to the Spurs. He wants to win.
Sure.
Unfortunately, you can have the greatest basketball player on the planet, LeBron James, and not win. Because it's who's around
you.
We
have seen it happen.
Right. And it's who's around you.
Right.
And now Durant has a whole team of superstars that, look when Durant went down. They still ended up with that stupid record.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what was it? What did I say during the break? It was
15 losses, I think you said.
67-15.
Yeah.
15. L.A., who was in second, were 51-31. They lost over double the next amount. By the way, L.A. have the same record as the Cleveland Cavaliers. They were 51-31 as well.
The Cavs had 31 losses?
Yeah.
Wow.
The Cavaliers were 51-31.
But didn't
and they lost the last four games.
And I know LeBron didn't say this, but it was something that I saw in the Book of Face, which was him saying, "You worried all year about home court advantage and we took it from you in the first game." So, a lot of people put all that home field, home court, home whatever, it really doesn't matter. If Golden State wouldn't have been the top seed, you don't think they still would have swarmed right through?
Sure, they would have.
Play at home, play on the road, whatever. All right. When we come back, we should have on the phone with us the head coach of the Tampa Bay Storm. Met him a little over a week and a half ago. Good guy. And we're going to get to know Ron James a little bit. You know who one of his former athletes was?
Who would that be?
Well, you know him as Titus O'Neil.
I don't know who that is at all, so...
Do you live under a rock? You need to push that rock a little bit. Well, not you, because you probably do. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and the Step Zone.
Talk Radio Network.
At Torta Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Torta Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Torta Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Arg, matey. When it's time for lunch, when it's time for dinner, when the show's over, when the day's over, when it's time to chill, where do we go? Over to Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub. It's literally in our backyard, right in back of the WTAN studios at 700 Eldridge Street, just north of downtown Clearwater. Just look for the broadcast tower. Nancy's food and atmosphere get rave reviews. The laid-back patio is a great place to hang out, dine, and listen to live music at night. And Nancy's one of the friendliest proprietors in town. And now, Nancy is serving Sunday jazz brunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Brunch served with eggs benedict, crepes, waffles, lox and bagels, shrimp, oysters, and a build-your-own omelet. That's all at Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub, 700 Eldridge Street in Clearwater. That's right where Eldridge crosses the Pinellas Trail between Myrtle and Fort Harrison. Call 446-3717. 446-3717.
Hey, this is Captain Keith Colburn of The Wizard on Deadliest Catch. I love Naughty Nancy's.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
John Owen, you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
Fireball.
So, one thing I want to see them. Real quick question, getting into the football side of things. Something I noticed is that Ali Marpet is making a transition to a new position. He's being moved from guard to center. Why?
They've been working on it. I know that they've claimed that they want the five best offensive linemen on the field at all times. And I'll give you my opinion, and then I know Ed covers the Buccaneers as well, and you know he may have one as well. More important than having your five best athletes on there is I want somebody that I'm scared of. I want somebody on the field that's nasty, that plays up to the line, maybe not over it, maybe over it, I don't care.
Tiptoes back and forth.
You know, I used to say when the Bucs first started to dwindle talent was after the departure of Frank Middleton, a guy that he wouldn't stab you in the back. He'd stab you in the front.
Okay.
You know, he's getting into it. He got into, you know, a situation once or twice on the field. You know, when you lost, and I don't want to say anything good about him because of where he is now, Nate Webster. You know, that guy that's going to punch you in the mouth. Well, if it was me, I would find not only one spot, but two spots for Joe Hawley to play. Because that's the guy, if you ask anybody when I do the player show, who do you want as a tag team partner? Who do you want to have in your back in a fist fight? It's Joe Hawley. And they're going to replace him with Marpet? I mean, who's a good player? I'm not saying that. I just don't know if Ali has that, whatever that is.
For lack of a better word, chutzpah.
Okay.
Sort of.
And probably the only person that doesn't have as much chutzpah as Joe Hawley might be Evan Smith. So that's your two centers.
Yeah.
So I would want both of them, put them at guard and put Ali at center or whatever. I want that. You know, Dotson's a huge guy. They say he's the nicest guy on and off the field. And I'm not saying you have to be, you know, an ass on the field, but you just want that guy that
can take it to the next level.
Is the toughest dog in the dog yard, you know, whatever. And I think they're going to be losing that. I don't know if Ed has a comment or if he's, you know.
Well, I like Hawley. I like Hawley on the field, period, because I think he's the only guy that's going to watch Jameis's back and willing to scrap for him.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. I want that guy that's willing to, in Philadelphia, for the right to go to the Super Bowl, going to go in the stands. Now, normally you would say, well, will he really? Yeah, Nate Webster was going to go in the stands.
Would.
Dwight yeah. Smith was standing next to him to go in the stands. Hawley is going to do that. Hawley is going to physically pick somebody up and body slam him to get him off of Winston.
Mm-hmm.
I want that guy in the field, right?
Right, and you don't want off nice offensive linemen picking other people up like the other team, you know?
Yeah.
You know, fat guys don't pick up skinny guys. It's the other way around. So.
Now, you don't want your offensive linemen picking up defensive players, or you don't want your defensive players picking up the offensive players as well?
I don't want them touching them, no. Let them lay there. By the way, coach is on the line.
Oh, well, we can go from talking about some NFL football to some arena football. It's a brand new segment. I had the pleasure of meeting Coach James about a week ago. So let's welcome to the program for the first time ever, Coach Ron James. Ron, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. I'm just enjoying that conversation because when you start talking about linemen scuffing people up and being a little, I love that. It gets me fired up.
Of helping them up or not helping them up?
Oh, never help them up. You knock them down, they get their own way up.
It's a reason. There's a reason you knocked them down.
Exactly.
Exactly right. Stay down.
Before we talk about the game, you know, this weekend, talk to us a little bit about, you know, yourself. I know you were in Vegas not too long ago, so you're used to the 6,000 degree temperature here now, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm used to the heat, but, you know, of course, in Vegas, it's such a dry heat, right? Oh, my goodness.
Every time I go out to Vegas to cover the UFC, they say, but it's so different. No, it's still hot. It is extremely hot. So, heavily involved. You've been a coach, I believe, going past 20 years or so. The question that I really wanted to ask you, I ask players when I do the Monday Night Players show, when you're a new player and you come to a new team, is it kind of like, you know, changing schools? And is it the same as a coach, or because you're the head coach, it's they have to change to your school, not vice versa?
Yeah, it's kind of like changing schools, but being the principal, right? So you're a principal at a new school. So I'm enjoying the role, and the guys really adapted to our systems, and we're playing a different type of football this year, which is, you know, refreshing for a lot of the guys that are holdovers, and it's brand new for everybody. So we're really excited about where we're going and the things we've been doing.
I don't know if I should say it this way, but with you saying that you're playing a different brand of football, I would just call that winning football.
Well, you know, there are nuances to every brand of football, right? And arena football is no different. We play, our tempo is a little bit different, and some of the aspects of how we play certain situations are different. So, the wins are coming along, which is great, but we're only halfway through the season. A lot of work to do.
5-1, and again, don't want to jinx anything, and I don't know if you're, you know, superstitious or anything, but your lowest scoring game, I think, was like over 40 points, which is still a lot of points and a lot of fun to play and to watch.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these games are action-packed. I mean, you go get a Coke or something, and you blink, you miss a touchdown. It's just that fast happening. But it's one of those things that I've been in arena football now for a long time. And, Tampa's one of the markets that it was so tough to get a win with in the old days. We just want to bring that tradition back and make sure that we give our fans something to be proud of.
How did it go down? Was it some guy, he's fairly new in the football, Derek Brooks, reach out to you? Was it Jeff Gooch? You know, how did that whole thing go down and to make you the new head coach of the Tampa Bay Storm?
Yeah, you know, it was a mutual thing. And I reached out to Derek when I heard that the position was available because, Tampa's been one of the jewels in the league. And it's one of those situations that I've always wanted to have, wanted to be down here for a long time and really admired the facilities, the fan base, and the energy that is in the Amalie Arena. And then, working for somebody like Derek Brooks, I mean, a pro football Hall of Famer, you know, you just can't be in a better environment as a coach.
Go ahead, Ed.
I was going to say, Coach, is there still legacy in that building and on that field of Coach Tim Markham as far back as he went? I'll tell you a story. I went to interview him many, many years ago when he was with the Storm. And when the arena, I think it was the first or second year of the Arena Football League, and I was jonesing so bad for football that I started taping arena games to watch them. And I caught a glimpse of Coach Markham when he was coaching him somewhere up north, Michigan or something like that, and he had a big old Jerry Curl perm. And I brought him that. I said, I have a tape I want you to see. And he was like, "What is this? Is this X's and O's or what?" I said, "No, just put it in." He saw that, popped it out, gave it to his secretary, and I never saw it again.
you know, Coach Marco was one of a kind. They broke the mold with him. I get to know him a little bit as an opposing coach, and every interaction I had with him was memorable because you never knew what he was going to talk about, and you just sat on the edge of your seat waiting for the next word. And I think that back in those days when he was with the Detroit Drive, yeah, he had some interesting hairdos, as a lot of people did in the late 80s, early 90s. But, you know, certainly we hope that Coach Markham's looking down on us and smiling with the success that we're having so far and maybe giving us a couple lucky bounces here or there.
Coach, I know that I promised that it would only be a few minutes. It's a busy day, the day before a game. Give us a real quick what we can expect tomorrow night. It's Military Appreciation Night as you take on Baltimore.
Yeah, you know, first of all, Military Appreciation Night's pretty special to me coming from a military family. My dad was a career military person, and I coached at West Point at one point. So this is a special night for me. But as a football team, you know, we're looking to get, you know, back on track because we've had a week off. We were coming off a bye week. And Randy Hifford, you can expect to see him, you know, being a very accurate quarterback at the helm, and he's been doing a great job. Joe Hills is in pursuit of the all-time touchdown consecutive game scoring record. So he's got 83 touchdowns right now in consecutive games, and the record, I believe, is at 87. So that, you know, fans could get that broken this year. Hopefully he continues on his way. Kendrick Ings, a very speedy receiver, and Lamarck Brown. We got probably three of the best receivers in the game. So we're gonna put some points up, and then defensively, we just signed one of the best cover guys in the league as well with you know, a couple of the guys we got back there, and then pass rush that we have with some animals up front with Antron Dillon and Jordan Miller and Caesar Rayford and these guys. We've got a great pass rush group. So we really expect that this is going to be an action packed game, and like I said, we just can't wait to get back on the field.
Well, I'm looking forward to the game tomorrow. I'm looking forward to having you on each and every Friday. For coming on the show today, I have a little surprise for you. I know we talked about something different, you know, a week or so ago, but one of my big sponsors is Original Grain. They make some of the best watches on planet Earth, and they are going to be sending you one in today's mail. So that's a gift number one for coming on the show. We'll see what happens next week.
Oh, outstanding. I'm a big admirer of those watches, so that's going to be a treat for me. And thank you, guys.
Well, then we'll take it up a notch. Go on their website and tell me which watch you want, and I'll make sure that they mail you the watch that you want. How's that?
That's beautiful. Couldn't ask for anything more.
There you go. Coach James, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck tomorrow, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Okay, thanks, guys.
That is your new head coach of the Tampa Bay Storm. And
hit the ground running.
Original Grain is going to hook him up with a watch. Hopefully he's not going to pick out like the Yankee or the Cub one. And, you know, somebody tweeted them, and this is a great idea, and I know that we got to get ready to hit this break, but Original Grain just came out with a brand new watch where they took some wood mm-hmm. seating out of old Yankee Stadium, mm-hmm. and that's the wood that they used on the watch. Then they came out with a Cub one as well. Somebody tweeted them and asked them if they could take some rock and roll memorabilia, like a guitar.
Ooh.
Can you imagine that? Ooh. And I'm going to try to get this done. And then I'm going to make a call to my buddy Robin Zander, your Hall of Famer from Cheap Trick.
The first name that came to my mind.
When I wear a watch, it's an Original Grain. But if I had an Original Grain Robin Zander piece,
that's legit.
I would wear that.
That is legit.
25 hours a day.
Exactly.
This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio Network.
CubeSmart Self-Storage recognizes that people have special storage needs, and that's why our facilities offer a wide variety of storage solutions, including household, business, and vehicle storage. With hundreds of storage facilities nationwide and locations in the Pinellas County area, you will always have a location convenient for you. Check them out at CubeSmart.com. That's CubeSmart.com. CubeSmart, the home of all Talking Sports, giveaways, and equipment.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Quadrum Fitness Center, located at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park, just completed a $2 million plus upgrade. The facility is unbelievable, and the new equipment will blow your mind. Give the high-intensity classes, the group classes, or the signature classes a try today. Call 727-827-7979 and set up a visit or a training session with a trainer. Fitness for young hearts and beyond. Check them out at quadrumfitness.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Dane Cook, and you are on with Randy Harris.
Everyone's watching. All right, so was that too directed to the point when your new head coach of the Tampa Bay Storm said it? He's bringing a different brand of football, and I said, "Yeah, it's called winning."
I thought that was
pretty good.
That
right?
was perfectly played, and I mean, he should be okay with it because he's the one that's bringing it. It's not like it's
five and one, a
dig at him. Yeah, and it's been, as you said, like high scoring games. They're all high scoring games, but it's been for the most part on the right side of the scoreboard. Their only loss was 56-52, so that was a close game.
To, I believe it's the defending champs, the Philadelphia Soul.
Philadelphia Soul, week two of the season.
So, you know, we talked real briefly when I first met the coach, and the coach came with a former athlete of his who you obviously said you don't know, Titus O'Neil, WWE superstar.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his own Titus brand, which we are becoming a member of. We're going to send him some eight-man strong and on and on and on. And we kind of talked about what the Tampa Bay Storm used to be. The Tampa Bay Storm was like the biggest thing. Yes, they were winning championships. I understand that. But it was a little different still. You know, it was the fans loved the players. And more importantly, the players loved the fans. And I think Coach James is going to attempt to bring that back. You know, with so many things going on, you know, you've got the Bucks, you've got the Rays, you've got, you know, now soccer, you know, the beaches, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think he is going to get the players back out into the community like it used to be. So I'm looking forward to that. Did you see that wreck at the Indy 500?
No, I did not.
Do you watch TV?
No, I do not.
Do you have a computer?
I do.
Do you like hit like big top news stories?
But I only use it for homework.
It would help. It
and
really
this
would.
Show, I guess.
Well, not really, or you would have seen that wreck. That wreck could be the absolute worst car accident I've ever seen in my life.
The worst.
Non-fatality car accident. I want to say they flipped about six or seven times. I was watching, and it's kind
of... How do you not throw up?
Because I'm not in the car.
No, I'm talking about the driver. If you're in that, I mean, you would have absolutely no... control over that. I mean, the amount of force.
How injured do you think he was?
Well, since we've already talked about it, I know, but
sprained ankle.
Yeah, That's what's the most, I think,
amazing,
surprising to all of this is the fact that you can have something so violent and the amount of technology that has gone into these vehicles for safety and protection. And you can literally be thrown
and walk out
like that and literally walk away.
And it shows you the difference when Dale Earnhardt Sr. died. It wasn't a vicious car accident.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
Granted, he wasn't in the Hans device, and you know, and that's probably, I'm not a doctor, and but probably what caused the death. But it wasn't a violent accident. You know, he got turned, he went to block, and he slammed into the wall. Danica Patrick slams into the wall every weekend. Mm. You know, she gets wrecked or whatever. It didn't take much, and then for what happened, definitely incredible that he walked away. And give me your thoughts, if you have any. The fact of the Denver reporter that posted what he posted about the winner and then got fired, and since I'm sure you don't know what I'm talking about.
Not a clue.
He posted how he can't handle that a Japanese driver won the Indianapolis 500.
How about you get over yourself? Come on. That I think that he deserved to be fired for
something. Oh, absolutely.
Like that. That's a ridiculous statement.
But is it any more ridiculous? And I know we'll go to the phone lines in a second. You know, people first said that when a foreigner bought, I believe it was a baseball team in the Northwest, or the English, how upset they are.
Well, the guy who owns Nintendo bought the Mariners.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, or when the Glaziers, who is now going to go in the Ring of Honor, Malcolm Glazier along with John Gruden, when they bought
Manchester United,
people were up in arms. It's the same thing. If a foreigner were to buy the New York Yankees, so buying and winning, I'm not saying that I'm standing up for the guy, but I'm just saying we need to be consistent.
Again, I'll put it to you, just like you put it every single other time, fans.
Haters gonna hate.
Larry, how are you today?
Hey, guys, how y'all doing?
Doing awesome.
Yeah, I heard on the show earlier about my Celtics doing the same thing these teams are doing. It was completely different. The Celtics made trades. We gave up players. We gave up good players. L. Jefferson. We gave up good players to get those guys. We gave up a first-round pick to get these guys. And what's happening today is that these guys are free agents, and they can go where they want to go. You're right. They can go where they want to go. I understand that. But it was different with the Celtics. The Celtics made trade. We gave up a first-round pick. We gave up our good players. And L. Jefferson, I believe, was an all-star. So we gave up players to make that happen. So that's a big difference.
All right, I disagree. I mean, I understand with what you're saying. And, yeah, you might have given up something. But who did you give up the first round, now that you're the owner of the Boston Celtics, who did you give up the first-round pick for? Who was it, Garnett?
I think L. Jefferson went to Minnesota, if my memory is right. The tall guy, he probably still playing somewhere, Charlotte somewhere, but he was a good player. He made the all-star.
I understand what you're saying, you know, and maybe it's a little different, but it's still, you know, you're going out, and I'm not saying that I have a problem with it. You know, when the New York Yankees would go out and accumulate via trade, they accumulated the best talent to win a World Series. It is what it is, and I just don't understand how people, and possibly you as you know as well, get upset that a player is chasing a ring. He can't win it. LeBron chased the ring, and then LeBron chased the ring back to Cleveland. I'm okay with it.
So next year, see what's going to happen with the NBA. They're going to have to be careful because next year, we believe Cleveland probably going to lose this series. It's going to be kind of tougher than a win. I said they're not going to win. It'll be kind of tough. But if they don't win, what is the best free agent out there? So I'm going to Cleveland to help them win the championship next year. It seems like it's going to be more of an A league and a B league. And it won't. I don't know what the NBA can do about it. I understand what free agency means. I understand that. But they have to look at the overall picture of this league lasting a long time and not just for an individual. It's not about an individual. It's about a team. It's about the for next year, down the road, decades from now. But you can mess up something that people will stop watching if you know this team going to win. Or I just wait until the championship game. We know Golden State and Cleveland going to be there anyway. So I don't have to go to no regular season game. I don't have to worry about the first, second, and third round because these two teams going to be there anyway. And I think they're going to hurt the NBA. They have to look at that. it can hurt the NBA down the road.
Yeah, dynasties, you know, have a tendency to do that. And I know that was the talk about the UConn women's basketball team. You know, why watch, we know. Why not, we know. And then, you know, we saw what happened in the finals. But it'll be interesting how it plays out. I mean, more importantly, and I know I asked you this question last week, and we're almost out of time, so I'll end this with you. Where do you think Baller Brand is going to end up? Will it be Boston or will it be L.A.?
I tell you this here, I wish I could sit down and talk with Danny Ainge and see which the best way we could do this here. I don't like the Lakers, and Boston do not like. If the Lakers are setting their whole team up with this guy and think that he's going to be another Magic Johnson going to help them out, I would draft him just to do it.
I would draft him and then trade him, whether it's to the Lakers or to somebody else. I mean, that's the way to go.
You know what a good thing? If Philadelphia looking for a point guard, I know Lowry, the guy from Toronto, might want to go there. You're saying they were looking for a point guard. Trade up our first to their third overall pick, and we're going to get a good player anyway, and tell them we want one of the big guys. We need a big guy. We need one of the big guys. They got so many big guys there anyway. So I would do that, make a trade with Philadelphia, and then we're going to get a good player either way. We'll have a good player from them. Yeah.
I got you, and I know that he was going to go work out for the Sixers as well. Larry, as always, thank you very much for your time and your phone call.
Randy, my big weekend, my big birthday this weekend, I was going to say for the Celtics next year, 2018, I'm making a prediction with the Celtics or my Raiders or the Miami Hurricanes. Somebody going to bring me a ring next year, okay?
All right.
Somebody's going to bring me a ring next year. You have a good one, Randy.
All right, take care. Let's try to figure that out real quick. I know we're almost out of time. The Raiders aren't going to bring him a ring.
Not yet, at least.
The Hurricanes, unless the Hurricanes are going to change their name to Alabama, I don't think they're going to bring him a ring. I know they didn't win it this year. What was the third one? Oh, the Celtics.
The Celtics.
No, the Celtics can't, because for two reasons. They can't even win the Eastern title as long as LeBron's in Cleveland.
It'll be tough.
It will be tough. And I do understand what he's saying, that, you know, but it's all we talked about all year long was Cleveland, Golden State. Could you imagine, just for a second, let's flip-flop. Let's put Cleveland in the West, and let's put Golden State in the East.
Mm-hmm.
Golden State loses two games.
Maybe.
And Cleveland will now lose more than the 32, because they're going to have to go up against. Now, again, San Antonio's not going to be as good as they were.
Yeah, they've definitely.
Well, with Ginobili, retiring.
Right.
If that is how it's going to play out. You know, it would be interesting, but you can't change anything. How do you change it? You can't. You know, you put a salary cap, and players are willing to do whatever and move in and out or however they're willing to do it.
What I will say is there's a couple unrestricted free agents for the Golden State Warriors this year. Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Andre Iguodala.
Well, they'll be back.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to bring him back, don't you?
You have to.
Now, there was talk about Thompson leaving, because you got to keep Curry.
Right.
And you got to keep Durant.
Yeah, you're all in there.
So, all right, with that all said, I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank Coach James for coming on. This will be each and every Friday at 1:35, brought to you by Original Grain Watch. We're going to hook up a couple of his players with watches as well, and we'll see where that goes. A lot of stuff going on. We didn't talk about the Rays doubleheader coming up. We'll do that maybe next week. A lot of good stuff on TV. Game 3 of your NHL. Game 2. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KOX.
Have a good week.
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay, WZHR Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.
Penn State sentences dismay over a climate change decision. I'm Ann Cates. Three former Penn State officials are all getting jail time for failing to report now convicted sexual predator Jerry Sandusky to authorities. Former Penn State President Graham Spanier and one-time Vice President Gary Schultz have been sentenced to 2 months in prison. Former athletic director Tim Curley got